I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, I thought it showed coach's aggressiveness and, you know, his belief in us, you know, and I thought, man, we had it. We had it. They made a good play. They got their hand up at the line of scrimmage, and it just didn't go our way today.
Can you talk about that play and how it
happened? The two-point conversion, yeah. We thought they were going to go all-out blitz, and that's what they did. So we had a great call on for it and had to get the ball out hot, and thought we had it, and they got their hand on it. So, again, just didn't go our way. Say that again. Yeah, thought they did a good job in the back end covering our call up. It was hard to say. I'd have to go back and watch it exactly, but then it was just time to make a play, and I got fortunate enough to get in there.
On that final drive, you guys have been in that situation before. What clicked today for you?
I think we've been in that situation before. We've made plays. We've gotten down there before. You know, last week we did. We just found a way to get it in there. You know, I think that was the biggest thing. Unfortunately, we didn't get it in there earlier in the game. You know, we had some opportunities down there. Couldn't finish some drives, but we were fortunate enough to finish that one.
What made the run game work today? Where
kind of sputtered your back? Hard to say. I'd have to go back and watch some tape, but I think the O-line and those guys just did an unbelievable job. You know, I think they took it upon themselves to come out here and, you know, be dominant. You know, and I thought they did a great job of that.
What's the morale after coming so close to finally getting one?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, we're all – it's just a weird feeling. But the biggest thing I know about those guys is there's no fighting them. You know, and that's the biggest thing that I love about every guy in that locker room. Everyone is always fighting to the end. No one ever lays down and dies, and that was huge today. And, again, we just didn't finish.
Well, so now that two-point – last two-point conversion, you said they were an all-out. But had they not shown that look, would you have audibled out and maybe run the ball in that situation?
I thought we had a good call. That was a zone or blitz beater, so I thought it was a good call.
Carson, you went from the beginning of the draft to talk about sitting out the whole season and I'm taking every snap. There's two games up, but can you evaluate what's this year's meant for you as far as growth?
Yeah, it's been huge. You know, it's been huge. Obviously, it came a little quicker at the beginning of the year than I had thought. But I loved it. You know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Obviously, we've had an up and down year as a team, myself included. But the experience has been invaluable, and it's something that I know everybody in that locker room. We're just going to keep building, and we're heading in the right direction.
You were obviously amped after, you know, running in the ball for the score there at the end. You know, given how many times you guys had chances, put together a big drive and end the game, was there a sense of relief on your end that you were able to get it in?
I think we're all just pretty excited that we did get it in. But, you know, my head quickly turned, and I was like, all right, are we going for two? And we went over and talked to coach and got a good play call, and we just didn't make the play.
Aside from the two-point conversion play, the way the offense flowed today, you had ran 38 times, threw it 42. Was this probably the best that this offense has flowed over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I thought we were really balanced. I thought coach did a great job with play calling. I thought in the passing game, I thought I could have been better, especially the first half. I think it was a little slow, but coach, I thought he did a great job calling the plays, and you know, the running game, really that second quarter, we were rolling, and that was good to see.
Is there anything you can put your finger on? You get in the red zone, I think, five times, Is there anything that stands out?
I'd have to go back and watch the tape, but it's hard to say. At the end of the day, in the red zone, it just comes down to making plays. You know, it's our guy against your guy. It comes down to making plays. I got to give our guys better chances on some of them. But, you know, that's just football. And today we didn't finish earlier in the game, but we did at the end.
With the way this one ended, does it sting anymore knowing that it was kind of win or lose on one play of the game?
It seems like that's how all these have been. You know, it seems like we've always been one, two plays, you know, whether it be in the third quarter, fourth quarter. There's always just those few plays that really kind of decide the game. And this one just happened to be the final one. It's tough. It's tough without a doubt. But, again, it was good to see us finally get down there and finish a drive off.
Carson, quick strikes and big plays. Is that just something where it's just going to take time as it's developed and it just doesn't happen?
Say that again.
Quick strikes.
Big plays. Yeah, I think it's something that we got to just keep building on. You know, we got to keep building on. You know, I think we have some good intermediate plays. We just got to find a way to turn some 15, 10, 20-yard gains into touchdowns. You know, that's the biggest thing that we got to just keep growing with.
Do you feel you're comfortable enough now? You have enough time to make those kind of plays?
For sure.
Carson, this team finishes 1-7 on the road. What do you learn from that? You know,
Yeah, it's hard to win on the road. You know, I think it's hard to win on the road. It's hard to win in this league. A lot of these games, you know, I've kind of been harping on the last few weeks. They just always come down to a couple plays, and that's the biggest thing I've been learning. And you know, it's hard to put your finger on one specific thing as to why we are 1-7 on the road, but there's something to learn within every game that we got to just keep building on.
Six more questions. There was no hesitation from you there. What were you thinking there in terms of tucking away? Did you know you had it? Or did you know contact was coming?
Yeah, I knew the contact was coming, you know, once I spun out of there, and I knew it was just me and Weddle there, and I knew I had to find a way to get in, you know, and that was just the way it happened.
How do you guys pick yourself up now? You got a game in a few days.
Yeah, we got a game on Thursday. You know, we got a quick turnaround, got to head back home, and we'll be in there tomorrow just ready to prepare for these Giants. It's obviously my first time I've had a Thursday night game and had this quick turnaround, but we just got to move on from this one as quick as we can and get ourselves ready to go.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, everybody.
Got it. Thank you.